everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited today because my good friend Brenda Lanoff is here with us, and I don't know if you caught our live show that we did together when I was a guest on her show last week. You can find out more and listen to that call again by going to her website. I'll let Brenda share that in just in a few moments. But today she's back with us. I think we had her here last season or the season before for the first time. So I'm so glad that she's back with us again. And today Brenda's going to be talking to us about how to release blockages so that you can really create the life that you want and desire. And also she's going to be doing some chakra energy scans. And so she didn't do that last time. Last time we did other stuff, heart wall stuff, I think. But this time we're doing chakra energy scans. So that's that'll be really fun to see what's going on in your energy field, right? So if you we already have some hands raised. We already have some questions on the Q&A. But if you'd like to, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A as well. So if you don't know Brenda, Brenda is an intuitive coach and healer. She has helped hundreds rewrite their minds for success and trust their soul's instincts. And Brenda's energy scan and intuitive coaching and healing helps leaders, entrepreneurs trust their soul calling. And so you already have a blueprint and your soul knows this. It's trying to guide you. Sometimes you need a translator and learn to trust your soul as your guide. And her clients report gaining fulfillment, happiness, and contentment as they follow their path. And that is so true. As you all know, I've shared that as well many times, that when you really start to follow your path, it becomes miraculous and so magical. So I'm so glad that she's here with us today. So I invite you all to connect into your heart space as we open up this radiant light healing circle with all of us here on the call now and everybody else who'll be listening later. So just take a deep breath, connect into your heart space the best you can, open up your hearts to the wisdom, the energy, the teachings, all of the energy that's flowing right now from my guides and from my team for the benefit of all, to support all of us during this call. So just be open to receiving. And as this energy is flowing, just open up your hearts and welcome it in, okay? And as we welcome in all of these energies, also welcome, you know, Brenda to the show. So Brenda, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm really pleased to be here today, Alara. I appreciate you inviting me on the show, and I'm excited about sharing this these chakra energy scans today.
Me too. And so, you know, Brenda, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, let me just tell everyone a little bit more about what, you know, when we're talking about energy scans, you know, what we mean, right? So you use, you know, your own unique formats, right, in your chakra energy scans where you intuit information that allows communication with the soul, right?
Yes. You know, there are so many different modalities out there. At the end of the day, we can channel what we need to channel and just allowing that information to come in. So that's what I'm doing. I worked with many, many different modalities over the years, and it's really allowing us to connect, you know, with the energy field and find out if there's any blockages or any imbalances, not only in that energetic body, but in our physical body as well. Because what can happen is that if we get this, any type of blockages, and I know that's a very common word out there right now, but or any imbalances whatsoever, that can stop us from moving ahead in life. So we need to get our chakras as clear as possible. And once we're able to have them open up to receiving, then that's where we see more progress in life, where we can move ahead. So it's connecting with your energy and just finding out exactly what is it that you need to hear? What does your soul need to hear? What information needs to come through so that you can move on again with your life?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you. And that's so important. I'm so glad you mentioned how important it is to keep your chakras clear and balanced and running smoothly, because it is so important. You know, a lot of times people talk about, you know, as if the chakras are not important anymore, but you know, oh boy, it's like, they still are, and they will continue to be as long as you have a physical body. Because like you said, it's a template, right? And so for those of you who may not know what the chakras are, they're the seven vortices or energy fields, vortexes in the body that go from the root all the way up to the crown chakra. I'm pretty sure everybody knows what they are. And they're basically a plexus of nerves, you know, and there's a center of nerves that are going out of this area. And it's not just physical, it's definitely physical, but it's also energetic. And the chakras mostly are, we work with them in the energy field, but they relate to the physical as well. They relate to physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental. So they affect all areas of your life, right, Brenda?
Yes. You explain it just perfectly. Absolutely. Yes, chakras are very, very important. You know, we just can't heal the, you know, physical body without healing the energetic body. So it goes hand in hand. One complements the other. So absolutely, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
We need to work with the whole package.
Exactly. So sorry, I sometimes go off on a, you know, because I have a lot of information on this topic myself. So sometimes I tend to like keep talking when I should not. I'm going to give you a chance to talk. So just stop me if I start going off too far. Because it happens with me sometimes when there's a topic that I really love and I really get into, you know, it's like, yeah, I can talk about this for hours. So 1 second, hold on, see. So, okay. So an energy scan, right, is basically a snapshot in time right now, what's happening in your body, in your energy field, right? It's not about technically like 3 months ago, but right now what's happening, right?
Yes, right now. It's like it's just a snapshot of in time. So it's what I'm perceiving, what I'm intuiting right now at this moment in time. And the more information that you receive, it just gives you that much more clarity to let go of, you know, past hurt and wrongs, or, mm-hmm. you know, not able to maybe focus on what your goals are or what your dreams are. And it can really block us from putting all these different plans we have into action. You know, if we have a heart chakra, for example, that's just shut down. And, of course, we all know from all the different radio shows and what we've mm-hmm. heard over time that when we have a heart chakra shut down, well, how do you, you know, how do you get in balance? Well, you're not going to. So we need to look as to the chakra. And so what I'll be doing today really is looking as to getting that snapshot and finding out, you know, what particular chakra we need to maybe focus in, or depending on the time we'll look at as to all the chakras. We'll just sort of see how this goes and what the particular issue is. And then I'll zero in mm-hmm. and find out what is going on. So, so we'll just go with the flow here and mm-hmm. Connect with whoever's calling in, their energy, mm-hmm. and what I may share, it may make sense or it may not make sense. So just being aware, this is what I'm picking up, and to being open to the mm-hmm. information that you're receiving.
Right, because sometimes we may not know exactly what is going on in our energy field. You know, somebody else may be able to connect and tap into that information much more easily than we can. We know that there's maybe something going on physically, maybe, you know, generally there might be something, but we don't know exactly what it is or what part of the body or which chakra is affected by it. So obviously, you know, you're going to be doing this at a distance because we're not in the room with you. And so as everybody knows about energy work and energy healing, you know, there is no time, space anyways. so it's no problem doing it at a distance. And can you take callers' questions who have submitted on the Q&A, or can you only do live callers of people who call in?
I can do people that call in, yes.
Okay, perfect. So
yes.
if you submit a question on the Q&A, it can be a general type of question, but not a scanning question, because Brenda needs to tap into your energy field and she needs to talk to you, okay? So, and that's fine. So what happens when you find a weakness or a blockage in someone's energy scan when you're doing it?
When I find a weakness or blockage, I'm the go, that the in between, and it's connecting with your guides, your angels, and I'm between the information. Then I go through a process, and there's many ways that we can clear energy.
Mm-hmm.
I can work as to dowsing with the energy, or it could be, really working with the governing meridian and just allowing that energy to release.
Mm-hmm.
So many people at times feel, they might feel some, their temperature changes within their body, or they feel a little bit lighter after we've done some clearing work. And I definitely do that in my one-to-one sessions,
mm-hmm.
the healing work in the one-to-one. The basic chakra energy scanning, again, is I'm scanning what's happening within this time. And then when we get more into depth as to what it is, then that's where I pull in my information. And, working again with our guides, I'm the middle person here, and doing the healing work.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's definitely scanning,
mm-hmm.
snapshot in time, and I'll give you the information that's coming to me.
Right. Yeah. So like, on a call like this, there isn't time to actually go and do a healing on whatever issue comes up during the scan.
Right. I'm hoping to get to quite a few people here today. So,
uh-huh.
and just to give, people a chance to call in and let them know what's going on and what I'm seeing, what I'm intuiting. And So.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. So we'll just see really quickly if there are any general questions on the Q&A, which probably not. So no general questions. They're more about scams, right? So let's go to the phone lines and let's see what's going on with people, right? Let's see what's happening in their energy fields, right?
Perfect.
Okay, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 8056. 8056. Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, is it?
Hello.
Hi, this is Cor.
Cor. Hi, Cor.
Hi.
Cor, K-A-U-R.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
Okay. So, Cora, are you familiar with chakras?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, that's great. So I am just going to ask you, what do you feel like is the number one pain in your life? Emotional pain. Like, what is that number one that comes to you?
Oh, gosh. Unfulfillment. I just have this whole thing where I've been just so energetically drained, and I just can't find the joy in anything.
Yeah.
No, I just don't have the strength. I just feel like I just want to sleep all the time, and I can't get enough sleep.
Right. Okay. Just give me a moment here, and I just want to tap into your energy. I'll just be right back. So when I'm checking into your crown chakra, and this is where I'm getting guided, is to your crown chakra, I'm picking up that there's this whole inability, you know, really to trust yourself. It's just like, no, I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself with my decisions, with the outcome. And it's just forcing you just to stay within this shell. And the more that you stay in your shell, you know, you're not going to come out of it too easily. And a lot of guilt is coming up right now that I'm picking up on, a lot of guilt. And, yes, guilt, I'm getting a partner, guilt regarding a partner.
Uh-huh.
And when I check in further, it's like things that you feel you should have done but haven't done, and feeling like, why, you know, why can't I just follow through with this? So it's, yeah, it's yeah, just feeling a lot of remorse and sadness. And mm-hmm. and this feel of you need to break away, but you're not too sure how to go about doing that. And being pulled to the light, where your crown chakra is totally open to the information that that's really, you know, the universe is ready to send that to you. They are asking you to trust yourself. They're asking you to follow, you know, follow those intuition, those nudges, because you are intuitive and you have so many capabilities and options, but it's getting blocked because of, well, not trusting the outcome of the situation. Does that resonate with you at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I do see you really as a, you know, really a humanitarian. You know, you have that wanting to help the world, that the earth, and you're ready for that. You're open to it, but there, again, there's just being this being pulled back, and it's like you're being tugged, and you really can't blossom the way and open up the way that you're really meant to open up here on this time on earth. So again, we're being guided to just, you know, take the time aside, go out in nature, do what you need to do, and trust and call in your guides, your angels, and just like ask them, what is it? You know, give me some clarity. Ask them for guidance and direction of what your next steps to be. Ask them for the signs. What is that sign? Like, guide me, ask them. So do you work with your angels at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry?
No. Yeah, it's just lately I've just been so, feeling so drained, so I've kind of just put it all down.
Right. And, you know, there's several ways to get you back so that you're not feeling so drained. And, I mean, firstly, I know Alara has wonderful meditations. And that I would recommend, based on our radio show last week, honestly, just get connected to the heart. So spend those minutes in the morning. I know she has a wonderful ritual that she follows and creates her day. So I'm going to recommend start creating your day. Because if we don't, we're feeling blah, wake up feeling blah, and then the whole day becomes blah. You know, so create your day. And if part of your routine is to, once you've created your day, listening to, you know, meditations or, you know, music or whatever that is that just sort of picks you up, and then you're going to go, why didn't I do this before? You know, why, you know, it's almost like you're it's like, it's punishment. When I'm picking up, there's a lot of punishment. You're punishing yourself. And when you're punishing yourself and this judgment towards you, it's more difficult to take care of yourself.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to let go of that. I'm going to ask you, you know, you've got your healing team there. Call on them. Ask them to help you. Letting go of all that judgment, the harsh judgments towards yourself. Being open to receiving those messages, because we're ready. You're ready. So here we are on Earth. We, you know, let's make the best of this and really allow you to be to blossom. Because it's like everything is all lined up, but it's like allowing yourself to do that. And it's that forgiveness of self. And of course, letting go of that harsh judgment. We can be so hard on ourselves.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, yes. And so let's
put a more. That was great.
Pardon me? Okay.
That was such wonderful information that you gave to Core that is also relevant for everybody else on the call. So thank you, Core, for bringing that out for all of us.
Thank you, Cora.
Bye.
So, Brenda, can you just share really quickly the call or the you know, the show information from last week for everyone, because, you know, I think
that
information, just listening to that call maybe will be really helpful for everybody too, right?
Well, absolutely. And to be honest, Dallaire, I was really pleased that you did that. It was a very spontaneous how it happened, but wow, it's so essential. And for myself too, when I say that, you know, just to get into the, create your day. So my website is whisperingenergetic.ca, which is for Canada. So whisperingenergetic.ca. And then check out radio, and Alara's show will be the first one that pops up. So you can listen to it. She's got a fabulous meditation about halfway through. So, that was perfect.
And that was so spontaneous. I mean, I didn't have that anything planned.
let's
do a meditation.
it's fun to do. It's fun, that spontaneousness, you know, not have everything so planned out, and just allowing that creativity to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love doing with these scans. It's just, you know, what information is coming through? What is it that the soul needs to hear? And, you know, for example, with Cora, we happen to go to the crown chakra. And, you know, eventually you go through all the chakras. But, you know, for this radio show, it's just giving people an example. Now, and, you know, for the next caller, could be I'm going to go to a different chakra because of the time frame. And that was the one that would be calling out to me. It's like, okay, you know, I need to go look at the solar plexus chakra, for example. It could be that's the priority. So it depends on, obviously, the person, their energy, and where I need to go.
Absolutely. All right, so we're ready for the next caller. We are going to go to phone number ending in 6470. 6470.
Hello, Shefali. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I would love to... I'm looking at making a complete career sort of left turn here, completely different from what I've been doing for almost 40 years now. And if you have any information that could help me in terms of, I'm running into, I think, self-restrictions with it.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what is your name? I didn't catch that.
It's Claire.
Oh, Claire, sorry.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So you've been in your career for 40 years and you're kind of like done?
Well, I'm done, yeah. Not quite 40, but it's about 38 this year, so.
Okay, wow. So what kind of a career were you in?
I was a travel agent.
Okay.
And I'm still doing that work, but I just, you know.
Yeah. And Okay, so you're just feeling a lot of restriction about changing gears and moving out of something that you've been doing for, you know, 38 years. Is that where you're at?
Yes, and something that does not make me happy anymore and hasn't for a long time.
Well, I am definitely getting guided for you to work with the heart chakra on this, Claire.
Okay.
So I just want to check in for you, if you can just sort of give me a moment, and then we're just going to check and see what comes up within your heart chakra that we can look at. And, of course, everybody knows that's at the center of the chest region. Okay. Excuse me a second, please.
Thank you.
What I'm picking up for you, Claire, with that, you know, heart chakra being guided to that, is there's this need to have to keep up appearances. Is that this is what I've been doing, this is who I am, and this is what I'm all about. But it's like it's this mask that we put on, and it serves us really well. We all have many, many masks that we have to put on at different times in our life, and that's just the way it is. But it's almost like the mask is ready to crumble. Does that make sense to you?
It does, actually, yes.
Yeah. And so, it's, again, having to keep up these appearances. And, yeah. So what I would really recommend for you, and as this relates so much to all the different healing work that's out there, I'm just going to tell you what comes up for me. And I'm getting very, very clear for you that you need to work on your heart wall. Now, the heart wall is all part of this whole chakra scanning. And have you heard of that term before? Okay, so do you do any of the work yourself?
No.
No, but you've heard of it.
Yes.
Okay. So if you were to imagine anything to do with a heart wall, and that can be any type of material, what would yours be made out of?
Well, I laugh about it because I laugh about it being like a castle wall with a moat and a drawbridge and a portcullis and then, you know.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, and when I...
Very medieval.
Actually, when you said that and what's coming up to me is, yes, absolutely medieval. So, yeah, you were like a prisoner within your own castle. And having to put on the mask of this is who I am,
mm-hmm.
even though you don't, you know, that's not who you are, but having to put on that mask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I check into that further, I just want to ask, okay, it's like having to, I'm getting really strong is that you're constantly having to earn your love. I have to earn my love. Does that make sense?
It certainly does, yes.
And when that whole energy came in, it's not this whole lifetime here on Earth, but we're talking about however you want to refer to that as a preconception, okay, preconception. But yes, and as to that time, as to this medieval time, absolutely. So when that image came to you, it just didn't come to you, you know, I mean, there's a reason for that.
Okay.
And it's because you were in that time. So I know we said that we wouldn't be doing any healing work, but I'm getting guided, you know, if this is this major thing for you, or, you know, maybe one of the major things, but it's coming up, let's just go ahead and do that for you. Okay.
That is really kind of you. I very much appreciate it. Thank you
so
much. Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to look at that wall. And for everybody on this call who's listening to it right now, so let's all connect together and perhaps put your hand to your heart center. And we're calling in all the angels and guides and healers for Claire. And ask them to release, eliminate, and remove in its entirety the memory of having to wear that mask, having to hold it in, having to be held in, and all the traumas and memories held within me at a soul level. And we're asking the angels, please, to release all the trauma. All the trauma associated to that now. And giving our gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you for releasing this memory or any memory associated to trauma, any traumas known and unknown now to the present. Okay, it's releasing, releasing. Everybody's working together, hand on the heart chakra region. And we're giving our gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Universe, God, releasing all that trauma that's kept me as a prisoner. Still releasing. How are you doing?
That's amazing. Wow, amazing. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. I'm just profoundly grateful.
Oh, you're so welcome. That was a big one for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was yawning too, like crazy. So yeah, a lot of processing happening.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Claire.
You're welcome, Claire.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you are, you know, listening and you know, you can also receive the same thing, you know, the healing. Like I just said, I was yawning through the whole thing as well, so I was also processing. So, you know, it can happen for you too, even if you're not asking a question or calling on something. But if you're open and willing to receive the energy, the healing energy that's flowing through the call and through the work that Brenda's doing, just be open to receive it and you will. Right, Brenda?
Yes, absolutely. I'm still yawning.
Yeah.
Myself. Must have been an issue for myself as well. So it's very cool. We're all connected. And
exactly.
Again, by listening to this live or recorded, I mean, you're going to get the same results. So it's fun. It's very, very cool.
Yes, I'm still yawning too, so it's like it's still, you know, the energy's still flowing, so
yeah,
allow that to be. Okay, so we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 9498.
Yes,
hello.
Hi.
Hi,
hi. This is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, guys. So hello. I'm ready for my energy scan.
Mm-hmm.
And is it Marie?
Marie. It's Marie. M-A-R-I-E.
Oh, sorry. Marie.
No problem.
Okay, perfect. So what for you, Marie, would you say your number one thing that's bothering you or pain? It doesn't have to be a physical pain, but just like it's really bugging you. It's really bothering you. What would that be?
I'm pretty joyful and happy right now. I would say I'm managing my blood sugar. This is a new thing, to not have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost the weight. I'm doing good, but I'm still, sometimes I have high numbers. I think that's the only thing that physically. But emotionally would be, I don't know, what's my next step? What's my next step?
Okay. So you're managing your diabetes.
Yes.
When I do my one-to-one calls, I do a scan, but that includes the whole body. So
okay.
That will be mentioned within the package, but I do a whole medical intuitive scan.
Oh.
Yeah. And so then I can check, you know, what's related to the you know, diabetes, you know, like, and really go in that direction. But so this scan is obviously, the chakra scan is a portion.
Yeah, just
of what, yeah, Right. But definitely that's what I would do within the one-to-one, which is in the package that Alaire would probably, yeah. So it's good because it gives you an idea. And then what happens is that I love to work on Zoom or Skype, and then you can see me, I can see you.
Oh,
we get more of that personal one-to-one instead of on the phone. You know, it's that good connection. And then you can see where I'm going. So I'll open up my Skype or Zoom file, and you can see that I'm going to, oh, maybe it's an organ or gland, or perhaps I'm looking at a particular vertebrae that's related to an organ or gland. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just
until
like, whatever. Yeah, you got it. Okay, so that would be within the one-to-ones. But
okay.
let's check here. Sorry?
Just to check my if I have any blockage in my chakra. I love working with my chakra. I love it.
Oh, you're working with your chakras?
Oh, yeah. I love to do
chakra
meditation and sound meditation. And I work
I
love my angel, my fairies, my... very spiritual person.
You are. You are very spiritual. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to see what chakra would be priority, you know, of all of the chakras, because, of course, there's several. So I'm just going to find out. And so just give me a moment. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Okay, this is information is what I'm getting, is that as, and I'm going to the third eye chakra for you.
Okay.
And what I'm picking up is that other people are going to think you are crazy if you follow your intuition. You know, it's a really, it's like a, you can't really share it too much because if you start talking about fairies
and dragons,
and you know, like all this stuff. Like, really? So what I'm really getting strong for is to connect with your soul family, and that could be as simple as finding, you know, on the internet, on Facebook, perhaps there's a group, and where you can really able to express yourself. And what do you do readings at all?
But I've been told that I could, so by
yeah.
so many people.
absolutely. So that's what I'm being guided to tell you, is just look at it. You know, and do you have any, for example, Dream Virtues cards?
Oh, I have them all. I have
oh,
lots
have
of her.
All.
I've been following her for many years.
For
I've met
years.
Her.
Yeah. Oh, you did. You did too. Yeah, she's. Oh, I know. She's. I love Dream Virtue.
I know.
So,
I have her books and all that.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Okay, so that's what. Yeah, definitely. So what I'm being guided to tell you is like find those groups where you can really experiment and play with it, and where you're not feeling judged. And so it could be the. I don't know. You know. I guess you could search on Facebook for the fairy group or something, you know, but whatever you're feeling really attracted to. And then do exchanges is coming up. You know, do exchanges with someone.
Okay.
And that's, and I love to do that myself. You know, as a practitioner, I depend on other people, other practitioners, where we share and we learn from one another. It's just not like, you know, I have all the information. Of course not. But where you're connecting with that group and you're able to share and really come out of your shell and be able to step into your power 100%, 100% infinite to being able to, to proclaim, I'm a healer, I'm intuitive, and I love to share my gifts, and that I can, I love to do a card spread, and I can help you, you know, I can assist you. You know, you make that part of your, you know, business, your income.
Yeah, I've been doing, my family all know about it. I have a great husband that, you know, I just bought a dragon because I've been intuitively told to buy a dragon, and he's all open for that. But it's like the step to do it for other people, and the I guess I have to build confidence and trust. And
well, that's where you reach out to your soul family.
That's what I should do. That's what
and
I'm not
really,
doing.
It's so easy. It really is easy. You just, it's searching. You'll spend those you know, that time, do some searching, and you'll know. You'll get guided.
Good.
Ask for your guidance. Ask the angels to guide you. Okay, show me. What would be where's my soul group? And then, you know, people are also feeling the same way as you. You know, it takes courage to step out. You know, but the more that you do it, for example, the more that I'm doing this type of thing with Alara and radio shows, the more confidence you gain. And it's really getting out of our comfort zone because you have it all. It's all right there.
I know.
You have the support of your husband. You know, I don't think many people do. Many women, I should say. I mean,
yeah,
I really feel that way.
That's
just the way it is. And so, like, wonderful how beautiful you have that, again, that support from somebody close to you, your family. I mean, you're miles ahead so many other people who are felt that they can't share their gifts.
Yeah, I've been expressing to regular people my truth more and more and more, and they're all curious and very open. It's fun, and I will follow your advice. I thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And yeah, best you with that. And you know, find your groups and play with it. Have fun with it. It's not serious. You only got so much time here. Nobody knows when their time is.
I know.
So you might as well just go and enjoy. You know, enjoy it.
And I'm all about joy, so that's the greatest.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Okay, hold on. Let's see what's going on here. That was great. Okay. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Phone number ending in 5712. 5712.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi, ladies. I'm sitting here laughing now. I just sent you a message. Anyway, I'm wondering, what, you know, you can see maybe out of alignment in any of my chakras at this time.
Okay. And did I catch your name, Maureen?
It's Marlene.
Oh, Marlene. Sorry. Okay.
Okay.
So you're saying if any of your chakras are out of alignment?
Yeah, if you can see that.
Okay. Okay. Do you work with chakras yourself?
Yeah, I try to anyway. And I've worked
okay.
with other people to try and clear them as well.
Right. Okay. So is that your major concern then, Marlene, is just to check for the...
If anything needs to be worked on, because, you know, I've been going through a lot of things and just seem to be jumping over them.
Okay.
Like, you know, smashing them. Just, I don't even care anymore.
What do you mean by jumping
like,
over them?
Like, you know, you might have an issue with somebody or, you know, money or whatever. And I just look at it now and go, who cares? You know what
yeah.
I mean? I just have a whole new attitude about it all.
It's just like how important people, yeah. It's like what's the most important thing here? What's the most valid thing to look at? A lot of things just aren't that important at the end of the day. Is that where you're?
Right.
Really? How much money do you need? How much of whatever material stuff do you need? Who really cares? I think you get to a certain point in your life, and it's just like it's about the experiences, and it's about what gives you joy. So, yeah, definitely. Okay, so
and
just
I'm working
give me
on myself now, so.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Can I ask, in your particular situation, Marlene, are you okay to tell me how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 51.
Okay. I'm much older, so I can ask that question. Okay. So I really just feel guided to asking that, and I'll tell you why here in a second. Okay. So I'm just checking in, Marlene. Okay. So I'm really picking up at the age of 37. Was 37, I don't know, was that a time maybe for you that was kind of significant in any way? 37. Yeah. Somehow within the root chakras coming up. And when I check further, okay, as to that, is something was going, we're really feeling ungrounded. You just were not grounded. And that whole victim, it feels like a victim energy is coming in. Like you were victimized. And that energy has been kind of stuck ever since within the root chakra.
Okay.
And that's affected you. Yeah, and it affected you physically as well. So this whole victim energy, again, within the root chakra region. So when I ask, okay, so, you know, she's carrying this energy of being a victim, and it really kind of surfaced within at the age of 37. But it's that whole I'm not adequate, you know, I'm not adequate, I'm not good enough. And, right, yeah, so, but when I ask further, well, is this really yours? And it's like, no, it's not yours, but you're definitely picking up on it. You're picking up on the victim energy of that, I'm not good enough, I'm inadequate. Does that resonate with you?
Well, it might, if I have to go back in time,
Yeah, I'm not getting that it's yours, but you picked up on it and you carried, and that energy then was has been held within that root chakra region. Yeah, so it does make it more difficult. You know, it makes it more difficult to be grounded at times because that victim energy is still there. So what we want to do, and that, you know, I'm just going to go ahead with this one too. Let's do a bit of healing here. So for everybody, if you want to put your mind to the root chakra region, we're all, again, all connected. And we're going to be asking the guides and angels for Marlene, for everyone here on the call, for right now at this moment and a later date. We're asking for assistance here for everyone and asking the angels please to clear out all this victim energy held within the root chakra of I'm inadequate or I'm not good enough. And from whence that came in to the present now, releasing all of that energy. And asking the angels, please help to clear this out within the root chakra. All this victim energy. Okay, take a deep breath and release. Take another deep breath in and release. And another deep breath in and release. And let's help heal that root chakra and asking the angels, please, to bring in this energy of that I am confident and capable now. I am confident and capable now. I am confident and capable now. And so it is.
Yeah, I can actually feel like a tingling in my root chakra area right now.
Oh, beautiful. Whoa. And what I'm going to say to you, and, you know, for all of us, because we can get in that blahness, and it's, you know, it's kind of easy to do these days with so much going on, but just something simple like that, and just bring it in that energy, call on your guides, angels, and, you know, and bring it in. I'm confident and capable now. It's not tomorrow. It's like now. And bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. Feeling up that root chakra, grounding you. It's a wonderful thing to do at the beginning of the day. I am confident and capable now. You know, however you do it, I douse it in. Work energetically, throwing the energy into the governing meridian, the midline of the back. You can work with the magnet over the in between the eyebrows, up over the forehead, up over top of the crown of the head, the base of the neck, doing that several times. There's many ways of bringing in energy, many, many, many ways. And I do this all within my Skype session so that you can see me work and we work together. So it makes it, everybody's learning. We learn from one another. How are you doing?
I could feel like, you know, a lot of energy just like swirling around me.
Isn't it great that we have so much help? You
yes.
know, I mean, it's we just have to ask. And we just, I think so many times we just feel like, well, who am I? You know, why would they help me out? Why would the angels help me out? And it's just like, yeah. And then when we do something like this, and like you said, you can feel it, it's like, wow, this is for real. And if this is for real, how much more can happen? How much can we do? How much can we further can we tap into and really get lots of healing done? So it becomes so exciting. I love this work. I just love it, love it, love it. And how we can affect other people, animals. I mean, it's endless. So you're doing good, Marlene?
Yeah, I just feel like I'm sitting in this energy and, you know, marinating.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Marlene.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Yeah, I can really feel it as well. I've been yawning throughout the whole process as well. So it's like, okay, a lot of shifting happening on this call. Whew. All right. Oh, wow. Okay, so we're going to try and take a few more calls in a few minutes. But before that, Brenda, I wanted to talk a little bit about your special offer that we have or that you have for us. So for those listening on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And for those of you who are on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda12. That's awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda12. So, Brenda, do you want to talk a little bit about the special offer that you have for us today?
Yes, I do. So, obviously, we're doing the chakra energy scan, and you're getting a sample of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a one-to-one, and we will go right through and work on all of the chakra points. And again, it's intuitive information that allows communication with the soul, and it's looking, is there any disturbances, any blockages, any imbalances? Because what happens is if we have an imbalance in a chakra, honestly, it can affect your physical being. It
mm-hmm.
can affect your heart. One is not separate from the other. So I love to do that, as you can tell. I get so excited with it. And then I love community. It's the time to collaborate and support one another. So if you don't have anyone to talk to and play with energy, I'm doing 4 live group Zoom calls. If you don't have Zoom, it's a program you can just Google, download, very, very easy. I'll get your email address, and then we're going to set them up, and then you're going to get a recording of those calls so you can refer to it again and again and again. So the chakra energy scan, that's a value of 220. And then the 4 live group calls and 4 recordings. And everybody gets clearings within this. It's a great way of creating a community and getting things done. That's regular $320. Total value for this package is $540. And then for Alara, for her show, it's like $149. So it's a very, very good deal. Very, very good. I do these too often because of the time that it takes for me. And I would love to get people working in community. You know, let's get this movement going, and then perhaps you start your own community so you get really comfortable doing this type of thing, and you might go, well, gee, why can't I do this? Mm-hmm. So you're learning tools and techniques as we go through it, and you create that friendship. It could be somebody, well, here I am in Alberta, Canada, you know, close to the West Coast, and there's Alara over in Vienna. It really doesn't matter as long as we coordinate the right time, and it's great and it's fun to have our friends that we can communicate with all the way around the world. So it can be done, and it's mm-hmm. it's a great way, again, of creating community. So.
Absolutely. Thank you. And so, again, that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda12. So with that, you get the 4 live group Zoom calls, the one-on-one private 60-minute chakra energy scan session, and a PDF and ebook guide to muscle testing as well.
Yes.
That's included in there. And so all of this for $149. So, yeah, definitely take a look at that. See how that resonates with you. And so, like, today we're just doing, you know, some mini energy scans just so you can get a taste of what they're like, you know, see what they're like. But during the one-hour session, obviously, it would be a lot more than just these 5 minutes, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the chakras are just all part of it. And as I mentioned before, it affects the physical body. So it could be there's a chakra, and I'm just giving an example. So it could be that there's a chakra, you know, the sacral chakra. Well, all of a sudden I'm being guided to the lower vertebrae. Well, the lower vertebrae could be out, but it's affecting the sacral chakra. So it's all connected. Mm-hmm. So we could be taken, you know, I'm being guided, for example, I'm just throwing that out as an example, to the lower vertebrae. Well, I'm asking, well, what vertebrae are we looking at? Is it out of alignment? I'm being guided, yes, it's out of alignment. So why is it out of alignment? So we keep drilling down, finding out what's going on. And once you get, for example, that lower vertebrae in balance, then that could be then, ooh, your sacral chakra is in balance. So it's all physical, and the chakra, this energy work is all very, very connected. And it, on an emotional level, it's all very, very, very connected. So lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you. All right, so we're just going to take one or two more quick calls. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 5452, phone number ending in 5452. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Raimi.
Hi, Raimi.
Hi. So I want a body or a chakra scan.
Oh, you, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the most, is it Raimi?
Raimi, like the Raimi.
Raimi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the thing that's bugging you the most, that's bothering you the most?
Well, I'm learning a new language. Okay, and I have a hard time with the grammar, the words I recognize from childhood, but the grammar, and I just don't know if it's my brain or I don't know. It just boggles my mind.
Why you're having a hard time with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're learning a new language, and it's, Well, I'm definitely picking up on trauma in regards to that, but I just want to see where we where I need to go. What,
okay.
You know, what's the priority of the chakras? Well, I am being guided to the solar plexus region. So
okay.
It's like, yeah, and a lot of worries coming, a lot of worry, how I'll be perceived again, and nervousness, and, yeah, definitely having to seek approval. And
okay.
It's, when I check further into that, I can get about, yeah, so did you... How were you in grade two? Did
yeah,
you have
but, well, like, I did I have a what?
Yeah, no, I'm getting grade two. Is there a teacher in grade two that, you know, maybe humiliated you? I'm getting like some humiliation.
Yeah, I don't remember grade two. I remember grade one going to school the first day, and I didn't speak mm-hmm. any English.
Oh.
And I was traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, you know how kids are, they were all laughing. And
yeah.
I remember going home and, you know, and I didn't get any nurturing from my parents. They
mm-hmm.
were, you know, they weren't that way. So
right.
grade two, I don't even remember. So maybe
right.
I could have been. Yeah. So
yeah.
Can I clear this? I really want to get this language again so I can,
okay.
So I can pursue my goals.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so just, yeah, again, a lot of humiliations coming up in regards to that within the solar. And, you know, that can affect when I ask further, and I just want to give an example when I do this scan, if there's anything that, do you have digestion issues? Do you ever have... digestion issues?
I have. I'm gluten-free now. That took years to find out,
mm-hmm.
but I
okay.
pretty much adhere to that.
Okay, good. Yeah. So that's it coming up on a physical level. And your whole central nervous system, I would want to check into that as well.
Okay.
And so I'm just asking if there's anything further. And the stomach region is coming up as well. So that's something I would, you know, really dive into in regards to this whole thing. Okay, so, but that, see how they, these emotions, they can affect you on a physical level again, and it has affected you obviously already. So
mm-hmm.
all this humiliation. So when you think about the humiliation within, you know, right now, if you're going back to grade, you know, one grade or grade two, and how that made you feel when kids are making fun of you, you know, you can't speak English and they're teasing you and, you know, and how you just wanted to go cowered in the corner. I can just see you in the corner of the room, like your hat, your arms are up, like don't, you know, leave me alone, this little
mm-hmm.
girl, like, just leave me alone. And yeah, and your parents are of that, you know, just tough it out. You know,
right.
here we are, tough it out, we're immigrants. you tough it out, that's the way it is. And they don't want to spend too much time sort of fussing over you because they wanted you to be able to handle life because that's the way it is. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
yeah.
They,
probably very mm. common, isn't it? When especially for that time. Can I ask how old are you, Rami?
Oh, I'm a senior, so I'm in my 60s. Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, so all right. I know. I just got my letter the other day from the Alberta government calling me a senior, and I just wanted to rip it up.
And
it's
yeah.
like, oh no, I'm officially called a senior. I can't
right.
handle this. But you know what? We're still here, so that's
right.
a lot to be grateful for.
Oh, absolutely.
And seniors aren't the seniors as they were years ago.
No.
Seniors like in the 90s. That's a senior. But in
right.
the 60s, oh no, we're young.
Oh no. Oh no, right. You know, and you know. What yeah. I'm grateful that I can go to school and relearn this language.
Yeah, absolutely. So think about that humiliation for a moment. We don't want to stay in that energy of humiliation, but if you can just sort of visualize or feel how that made you feel back at that time.
Well, I pretty much felt it through my host school, elementary school. You know, I don't belong here. What am I doing here? Why did we come to America?
Right.
This is so weird. Yeah. My parents are weird. I'm weird. I don't fit in.
Right.
So all of
but
that.
But do you feel any discomfort within your well, your solar plexus region, which is above the navel? Do you feel any discomfort if you were to put your mind to that area? I'm picking up for you, and because you know I can feel what you're feeling, and I'm just getting like some of the discomfort there. Actually, my stomach region starting to bloat out a bit. So, and you know, it's so interesting because of course that's related to all of the digestive issues and the
mm-hmm.
stomach. And so what we want to do. And we're going to be asking for help here again today. So this is going to be your little mini healing, I guess, with that whole solar plexus region.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is be asking, Rami's guides and angels, please, to clear out again any memory of humiliation, being teased, pointed at, shamed. Teased. Laughed at. Scorned. Belittled. Feeling confused. Abandoned. Angry. Frustration. This conflict, blaming, pride. So we're asking the angels, please, just to clear out all of those emotions held within the solar plexus chakra region now. Allowing those emotions to clear in their entirety now. Asking for the guidance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And giving appreciation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for everybody on this call, live and at a recording, just put your hand on that solar plexus region, which is above the navel, below the sternum. And call in your guides and angels. Please, please clear all of this humiliation has been affecting your digestive system, your stomach. It can affect your gallbladder, liver, even the mid-back, spleen, pancreas, diaphragm. It's allowing all that energy to dissipate within that solar plexus region now. Everybody put their mind to that solar plexus region now. Just giving a gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, angels, for assisting today. Letting go the memory of humiliation. Blowing it out.
Yeah.
You know from whence it came in to the present now. How are you doing, Rami?
I'm breathing, which is good. I mean, breathing at all, you know, so I can feel the expansion in my solar plexus.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That little girl who needs to grieve.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'll work on her. I'll connect with my little girl and
tell her how smart she is,
mm-hmm.
and having angels work with you and with that little girl. Let's just talk to her soul and just say, you know what? You are so smart. You're so capable, and you pick up the language so easy. The sounds, the vowels, they just come so easily to you. In fact, you are so surprised how quickly you can pick this up.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are so, so surprised. Like, oh my gosh, I'm learning this so quickly. Like you're in amazement every night. Like, wow, I can't believe it. Like, this is so cool.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that feels so good.
Take care of her. How many of us we've been hurt? Of course we've been hurt. We're on this planet. We have been hurt many, many, many times, you know.
Yeah.
You get to your 60s, you've endured your share of trauma. So absolutely. So it's no time to heal that, take care of that little girl, and talk to her and just say, no, this is enough.
Right.
It's enough. Because you've got potentially another 30 years of, what you can do within those 30 years, you know? Like, that's a long time.
Yeah, and what I want to do professionally is go back and teach a meditation.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's a big picture. So
it'll
be wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rami. Thank you, Rami.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wow, this has been so wonderful. Such a gift for all of us, because not only did you do energy scans, but you also did healing for for all of us. And so I'm still feeling it too in the solar plexus. I mean, we can all relate to everything that everyone that has called in is going through. You know, we can all relate to that. So it's just amazing how they were able to bring up stuff that is so relevant to, I think, all of us in some way, and that you were able to help them with that, see that, Brenda, and also bring in the healing energies to clear some of that. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was a lot of... a lot of processing happening here still. So I would suggest to everybody, you know, be gentle with yourself, drink lots of water, listen to your body, because, you know, when energy work is happening or is being done, there's processing going on that we're not even aware of, right? So drinking more water, being kind to yourself, listening to your body, resting if you need to, you know, that'll help to move and clear that stuck energy even more, right?
Absolutely. And I just, you know, for everybody here that's on the call, I want you to be strong to believing it, you know, to seeing it and receiving all of the healing work. We want to be strong to that, not just that you've heard it and like, okay, then you go on with your day. We want you to be strong with it right down to that empty space in yourself. So throughout your whole being, at a soul level, being strong to receiving the healing and being okay with it and safe with it, safe within the community of Lara's community. She has a large community, and it's so great that we can share all this and, you know, collaborate and create our own communities and continue with our healing work.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as we're closing out this healing circle today, you know, just bring all that energy back in and send out blessings of gratitude to everybody on the call, because, you know, we all grow from helping each other, sharing our energies with each other, contributing to the space. It's all helping. So thank you all so much. You know, your questions were great, so helpful. You know, I'm so glad you all called in, because it really made the energy stronger too, you know, and Brenda was able to connect in more easily and quickly with all of you. And it was just the amount of information that Brenda gave too was like, wow, she's like, a lot of stuff is going on, you know, so she's getting so much information that is helpful, you know, to everybody, because we can use that information for ourselves in our own lives as well. So if you, you know, if you caught most of it, it was like really good information, really good wisdom, really good teachings that we can all take to heart and use every day. So thank you so much, Brenda, for all of that. That was beautiful.
Thank you, and thank you for everybody who was able to get on, and just know, again, as Larry was mentioning, this energy is continuing to work for everybody that's hearing it now and in the recording, so that's the wonderful thing about doing this. So I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me on, Lara.
Thank you, Brenda. And for those of you, you can go and take a look at Brenda's special offer, because like we said, she just touched on the chakra scanning a little bit on the call today and just a little bit of the healing. But when Brenda does the one-on-one sessions and the group work, there's way more involved than just 5 minutes with each person, you know. So please do take a look at that at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda12.
Exactly.
Yeah. We love energy work.
And create your day. And I am going to, you know, tell people or recommend, you know, with, for example, what Alara is doing here with her meditations, they're powerful. Create your day and then get into the flow of balancing your chakras and whatever else needs to be, you know, that you need to do. But create your day is so important that we do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, from that, you'll start to get insights and wisdom and information from your guides and from your body about what the next step is or what you need to do next, you know, to create the day that you want and to create the life that you want. Absolutely. It's so important. Thank you, Brenda.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day or evening. Wow, this has been so much fun. I'm still processing. The energy's still working, still flowing, so just keep that in mind. And so until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.